What's the use of being nervous?
Hey, listen, you'd be nervous, too, if you've been in this room as long as I have.
Well, now, listen, Spud. Everything's going to come out all right.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing for the last 2 weeks.
Hey, as many jobs as you've pulled, you're not going to get yellow on a little thing like this.
Say, don't talk to me about being yellow. I went through this thing, didn't I?
Sure you went through it. Now go through with the rest of it.
Yes, that sounds fine. You riding around town all day in one of them fake taxicabs, and I got to stay up here in this room so I won't bump into this guy Amos.
Brace up now, Spud. Brace up. Amos is the only one that knows you had anything to do with it. The trial comes up next Thursday. Maybe it'll last for 2 or 3 days, and this guy Amos will go to the pen for 10 or 20 years.
Yeah, the thing for me to do is to leave town now, though. I could get on a rattler and be in Pittsburgh, and nobody would ever know the difference. Can you come down here and tell me to stay here? Why, you could be in Pittsburgh with me in 2 weeks.
Now, don't get nervous. You got everything you want here. You got cigarettes, cigars, drinks, a nice room.
Yeah, but who wants to stay in a room from morning till night every day?
Well, you ought to be glad you ain't out in the hot weather.
Hey, by the way, I see in one of them newspapers that you brought up here yesterday that this kid Amos has got a lawyer by the name of Wagner. Is he a smart guy?
Never heard of him. Say, listen, don't worry. You'll get me worrying in a minute.
Hey, that was the crazy idea you had in the first place.
Now, don't start telling me that I had crazy ideas. I've thought of more ways for you to steal money than you could have thought of in 20 years. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but you never thought of one as crazy as this idea, and all on account of a dame.
What do you mean, all on account of a dame?
Well, you get Amos messed up in this thing so that you can get him to the pen, you see, and get his gal. That's all you want to do, and I'm the fall guy.
Now, there you go, squawking about me wanting a dame. Say, how about the time you bumped off that guy in Philadelphia?
Oh, let it alone.
Yeah, I guess that was on account of a dame, too, wasn't it?
Forget it.
Now, listen, Spud. What's the use of you sitting up here turning gray-headed on account of something that's all set? This kid Amos is going to jail. And if he don't go to jail, why, we'll leave town, that's all.
What's the idea of hanging around this town anyway? They're wise to you here. Why can't we beat it now?
Just keep your shirt on, kid. I've got some great ideas for you.
Well, if you've got any more ideas like that last one, I don't want to hear them. The more I think about it, the crazier I think it was.
What's so crazy about it?
Well, in the first place, the guy had $50,000 worth of fur, didn't he?
Yeah.
And the night watchman was with us. It was a perfect setup. And you get to drag this guy in of the fresh air taxicab so that he'll be the fall guy and you can get his gal.
Well, it's working out, ain't it?
Working out for you, but it ain't working out for me. I'm getting pretty sick of sitting up here, kid.
Well, it ain't no use to get tough with me about it, kid.
Well, I'll still say that I'm getting sick of waiting in this here room. Day in and day out, I'm getting tired of it.
Well, calm down now. Calm down, Spud. I've got enough to send you up for the rest of your days. Say, I could send you to the chair. What are you talking about?
All right, I'll go through with it. But the next bright idea you get there, kid, keep it for yourself.
Boy, as soon as Amos gets sent to the pen, I've got an idea we can work out. And after we pull this one, we'll be on easy street for the rest of our lives.
Say, how do you know this guy Amos is going to the pen? Now, there's something.
How can he miss it? Everything's against him, ain't it?
Yeah, one of these smart lawyers, though, liable to get someone, get a hold of the kid, you know, and get him out of this thing.
Don't worry about him now. He's as good as in. We want to start thinking about this next one, kid.
What's the next one?
Well, Spud, I just had a long talk with the bodyguard that walks with the bird once a week that carries the largest payroll in town.
What do you mean you had a talk with him?
Well, I was down the corner today, and a friend of mine calls me over and he says, I want you to meet so-and-so. So I meet this fella, and we get to talking. And he tells me about this payroll job. And he says that he knows something at all.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the scene changes. We leave the two guilty ones in their room talking. And as the next scene opens, we find Amos and Andy in the office of the Fresh Air Taxicab Company. Here they are.
Andy, you tell me not to worry about this here thing. But I just can't help it, that's all. I worry all the time. I can't help from worrying.
Well, Amos, you is going to get out of the thing all right. They can't hold you for something that you ain't done.
I know, Andy, but this here lawyer that I got, Mr. Wagner, he tells me that I ain't got much of a chance the way he talking here lately.
Yeah, he is certainly a fine lawyer, that's all.
Well, he's doing the best he can, I guess.
Instead of him trying to tell you that you ain't, that he's going to get you out of this mess, he make you feel like you're going to jail for the rest of your life.
Well, he told me that he was going to tell me the truth about it, you see, and let me know if I got a chance or not.
Yeah, I know that. But what is he doing now?
Well, he said that he was going down to the police station and see if he couldn't get the taxi cab for us, you see, so we could use it and make some money to live on.
Well, that's the best thing that he done since you had him.
Oh, I think he's a pretty good lawyer, all day. The only trouble is, you see, he tells me that it looks bad and I can't prove nothing.
What do you mean you can't prove nothing? You didn't do it, did you? You didn't steal them furs, you know that.
No, but I can't prove that I didn't do it. That's the hard thing about it, you see.
Wait a minute, Sheriff. I got an idea.
What kind of idea you got?
Listen to this now. Why can't you tell them where you was at the time that the robbery was going on?
Well, I was waiting in the taxi cab right outside the first store. That's why I can't tell them.
Oh, yeah, that is right, ain't it? You was wrong, ain't you?
Well, Andy, I don't know what I'm going to do. The lawyer's getting encouraged about it.
The lawyer's getting what?
I say he's getting encouraged about the whole thing.
Amos, don't use geography like that. That ain't uncouraged, that's decouraged.
Well, that's all right. He tell me that he don't see a lot of hope for me no more.
Well, them lawyers, you see, they ain't got no hope for nothing. They ain't smart, Amos. I don't see how some of these lawyers stay lawyering, you know it?
You know, Andy, it's all right for you, because you ain't in the trouble like I am. But you don't know how bad it makes me feel.
Well, it ain't nothing to laugh about. I agree with you there. But as I see the situation, the proposition is this. They can't put you in jail for what you ain't done. Now, that's all there is to it.
If they feel like it, they can.
There you go now. There you go. You is a pessimist. You is pessimist about everything.
Well, what else is I going to do?
Theopolis.
Yeah, that sound all right, Andy. But ever since this thing done happened, I've been thinking, you know?
You've been thinking, huh? Thinking about what?
I don't know. You know, we kind of go along living. We don't appreciate everything we got. We don't appreciate that we can walk down the street. Ain't nobody there with a gun to shoot you or try to put you in jail or nothing.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Well, I don't know. I'm just thinking. If I go to the penitentiary or something, how sad it's going to be. Think of all the pretty things outdoors in the summertime. The trees are green, the green grass. You know, Andy, it takes something like this to make you stop and think that you was well off, that everything is just going along, you know it?
Yeah, Amos, I guess you was right, boy.
I'm kind of getting downhearted again, Andy. I feel sad tonight, you know it?
Bill Hay, bidding you all good night and good next to you all.